بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a dance and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is الرحمن
Allah
who is المنان.
لا إله إلا.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to the listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atad, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is the guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the Holy Quran and the variety of the topics that are in this holy book. Now, one question is that sometimes we face different topics and different stories in one single surah of the Holy Quran. Why is it so?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The main answer to this question is that we know that the Holy Book of Quran was revealed gradually during 23 years of the mission of the Holy Prophet in different occasions, in different places. And that is why we see that, I mean, it was not revealed as all at once, I mean, for the people. I mean, we shouldn't think that, I mean, an author, for example, he writes a book on philosophy and everything is on philosophy and people can find chapters, titles, subtitles, and so on and so forth. But the Noble Book of Quran is revealed during 23 years on many, many different occasions. And in each occasion, some verses are revealed to the Prophet. And then after the instruction, after all the verses are revealed, under the instruction of the Prophet, the verses are put together to, constitute the chapters. Now, the main point about the Noble Book of Quran is guiding the human being. So Quran is not a book of philosophy, for example, or only about moral issues, or only about Islamic laws, or it's not about a book of science. Quran has paid attention to many fields of study, but the main point is that Quran is revealed to guide the human beings. It's not only about Islamic law. It's not only about beliefs. It's not only about moral issues. Quran has everything, but we cannot reduce the Quran to only one of the fields. So, yes, if the Quran was only a book of history, we should claim that then it was better for the Quran to have, I mean, chapters based on chronology, titles, subtitles, or if it was only about Islamic laws, we can expect the Quran to be based on some, table of contents, and so on and so forth. No, Quran has a very unique style, and according to many scholars, this is one of the points that make the Quran unique and no one can imitate it and bring even one chapter like the Quran. As you rightly mentioned, the Quran in one chapter may refer to different points. But those people who know the style of the Quran and they know the Arabic language, no one finds a kind of inconsistency in the verses of the Quran. And according to some great scholars of interpretation of the Quran, all the verses are of a chapter are related in one way or another to each other, although apparently at the first glance they may seem to be irrelevant to each other. But after further contemplation, we come to this understanding that no, they are related to each other.
So even if the story changes, the same topic is over there? I mean, the general topic is
no,
over
the
there?
No, the topic even might change. Allama Tabatabai mentions in many cases that, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about one issue, one topic, one story, and then goes to the topic of, for example, monotheism or akhlaq. But after further contemplation, you find a relation between that story and the next topic. Mm-hmm. But it is in need of, expertise and knowledge of the Arabic language and the style of the Noble Book of Quran. This is one point, the fact that the Quran is revealed gradually. So it's not a book of philosophy to be composed by an author altogether all at once, so that to expect the table of contents and, one topic finishes and another topic starts. No, the Quran is a book of guidance revealed in different occasions, and later the verses are put together under the instruction of the Prophet. The next point is that sometimes, again, this is one of the unique points about the Noble Book of Quran. This is a style, maybe we can claim that unique to the Noble Book of Quran. It is called the Masji style, meaning that in some cases, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings some verses which apparently are irrelevant to the topic of the other verses in between of other verses. And that is for a philosophy. For example, especially when it comes to the verses about Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam, this is the viewpoint of many Shia scholars that it has happened. So these Masji style. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the wives of the Prophet. So the addresses of these verses are the wives of the Prophet in chapter Ahzab. But suddenly he says, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنِكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. The addresses of the verse suddenly change. The pronouns are now in masculine form. Before that and after that, everything is in feminine form. كُنَّا, for example. But now is عَنْكُمْ. So apparently one may object that, so why? It was better for those verses about the wives to be finished. Then Allah says, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ, addressing the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet. But the viewpoint of some of the great Shia scholars is that no, through these Masji style of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevents people from having any motivation for changing, for distortion of the Quran, for tahrif. If the verses of the Khilafah and Wilayah of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam were very explicit, mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran in a separate place, then it was highly probable for some people to have motivation to remove that part from the Noble Book of Quran. But now you see that the verse on Ghadir is mentioned in chapter Ma'idah. In the middle of the verses which are talking about food, forbidden food, for example. And this verse about Ahlul Bayt among the verses which are talking about the wives of the Prophet.
Yes.
So those people who have the knowledge, they can find the reason. But other people do not find enough motivation to remove this part from the Noble Book of Quran. So in some cases, in several cases, apparently we do not see a relation between the verses, but upon further contemplation, we can find such relation.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Praises to Allah, all glory is to Allah.
We worship Allah and no one but Allah. The next point is that according to some scholars, one of the reasons which have caused some people to think that the verses of the Quran, some of them are irrelevant and the topics are different, is the literal translations of the Quran into other languages. We know that Arabic language is unique in the way that it is able to convey the messages. But When it is translated into other languages, maybe the people who are speaking in those languages are not able to find what Arabic-speaking people can find in Arabic language. So that is why, I mean, people are highly recommended to learn the language of the Quran, the Arabic language, to find all these delicacies in the Noble Book of Quran. And that is a reality, that the translation of the Quran is not the Quran. Of course, for those people who cannot understand Arabic language, they are highly encouraged to at least read the translation to get the message of the Quran. But does it mean that the translation of the Quran serves the main goal as the Arabic language? The answer is negative. As I mentioned, the Arabic language has so many delicacies which cannot be found in any other language. So sometimes this misunderstanding comes from the fact that the translation is in a way that the people who speak in that language, they may think that the topics are irrelevant. I mean, the Quran is talking about different stories, different topics, and they are not related to each other. But those who know Arabic language, when they recite these verses, they find the relation between the verses. So in some cases, the problem comes from such translation, which are not able to convey the same message as the Arabic text of the Quran may convey.
This case is true also about the same story in different surahs of the Holy Quran. For example, we could find the story of Jesus Christ in different surahs, or Mary or Moses, for example, in different surahs of the Quran. Is this again related to, for example, the Arabic language? Or no, they were all the same, for example, in the same surah, and then in the description of the Quran, they were separated from each other?
So, first of all, we should know that each repetition in the Noble Book of Quran is for a philosophy, for a wisdom. Second of all, no, they were not in the same chapter. All these chapters that nowadays we have access to, according to the main idea among the Shia scholars, although many people think that the collection of the Quran happened at the time of Uthman, but it doesn't mean that it was Uthman who decided which verse should be in which surah, in which chapter. No. But the Quran that is in our hand is the same Quran that the Holy Prophet wanted to be collected. So every verse is put in the same place that the Holy Prophet wanted. Now, some stories are mentioned in the Quran several times, and that is, again, for that main purpose, for guiding the people. So when the Quran is revealed in 23 years, gradually speaking, so in one occasion, people are in need of being reminded of the story of Adam and Eve again. So the story is mentioned once in chapter Baqarah. In another time, Allah reveals the story, of course, not necessarily with the same words. The messages might be different, to remind the people of the same story again. That is another consequence of the revelation of the Quran gradually, or the story of Musa alayhi salam. So the repetition of some stories in the Noble Book of Quran is again because of the gradual revelation of the Quran.
That's right.
And of course, in that occasion, the verses are put in maybe different chapter based on the instruction of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family.
That's right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you and fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا يقبل لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن